As discussed with management, the Chief Whip, and other parties, the time slot for the election of chairpersons for today for the two committees was allocated from 10 to 12. From 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. We started off with the Select Committee on Land Reform, then we proceeded with the Select Committee on Public Enterprises and Communications. It is the understanding that the first meeting we did not have a quorum. The second meeting we quorated. Can I finish, Honourable Member? Yes?
It is actually wrong that you say that there wasn't a quorum. There was a quorum of committees. There was a stalemate in terms of the vote, but there was a quorum, okay, and then the meeting was suspended until further notice. So I want to know, where is that notice? And in terms of the rules, they're supposed to be given certain notice. So this meeting that's been called now doesn't have a notice, and that makes this meeting illegal.
On a point of order, the question whether the previous meeting or the one that we're sitting now in was corrected or not was not the question. 8 provinces voted. 1 abstained. 9 provinces was present. What happened is there was no chairperson elected. So there was a quorum. So it was postponed until further notice. That's it. And that's the point that we're raising.
My apologies. What I meant to say was, and it came out correctly, my apologies. We did correct. We did not have a quorum to elect a chairperson. Now, we have a quorum.
Sorry,
now.
On a point of order, Chair. There was a quorum to elect the chairperson. The vote didn't carry. There is a difference. And the principle, we have to put the principle right here, because we cannot say because there wasn't ANC members enough to vote in a chairperson, there was not a quorum. Because that is incorrect.
Thank you. Noted. Nyambi.
The issue of the quorum, in terms of the explanation from Honourable Smith and Honourable Labuskahun, they are quite correct. The issue now, Chair, there was a clear proposal in relation to what was supposed to be happening now. And you said to us, we are getting out and then you'll come and inform us accordingly. So my expectation is, I kindly appeal to all members that let's allow you the opportunity, whether you are going to advise us otherwise or whatever, then we'll take it from there instead of interruption and doing some interruption to the process.
Mr. Nana.
Chairperson, I want to caution you, and I'm saying this with utmost respect. Shortcuts do not work. I would appeal to this committee, whoever has got an egg on his face, he must take it, swipe it. You follow the law. You know how to convene a committee meeting, isn't it? You do it precisely that. Otherwise, you leave us with lots of options, and you'll further have another egg on your face. I plead with you, if the ANC has got to take an egg on their faces, as they currently do, they must man up. They must take it on the chin and reconvene this meeting properly. Because I can promise you, we will not be sitting back and allowing people to bulldoze and take shortcuts in an effort to prevent an embarrassment. That they are embarrassed already. They must man up, take it in the chin. That's my proposal. And a caution to you, Chair. It's not a threat. It's a humble caution. Thank you.
Mr. Nyambi.
Chair, once again, why are we preempting what you haven't told us? Because you might tell us that after the consultation, who are adjourning the meeting or who are continuing. So let's allow that, and then we'll take it from there.
Mr. Moy?
Chair, I sympathize with you. There's a barrage of intimidation to the chair to indicate what exactly should happen, and you should feel free procedurally. A proposal was tabled here, and you requested to adjourn, to pause for a few minutes, that will come back to this meeting. Before you say what you want to say, avalanche of attacks from the same party, which obviously doesn't want something to happen. And obviously there where you are seated, you have occupied an important seat to tell us that we proceed to deal with the business that you ask us to adjourn. Thanks.
Mr. Nana, I thought about doing this to you, Chair. You know, the difficulty with people who come late to meetings, they miss an important gist of the meeting. Your last words, and I'll try and quote you verbatim. You said you are adjourning this meeting until further notice. And you know exactly what that means. And I'm sorry if we come across as threatening. We are not threatening, we are not attacking, we are advising. Now, because all of a sudden there is an avalanche of ANC members that have walked in, people want... No, he referred to us as avalanche attackers. People think they can sneak and smuggle this election of this committee. Can I be protected, please, Chair? She came late and she's making noise already. Please, Chairperson, I am pleading with you. It's going to come back and bite you. That is for sure. And we don't want to go that route. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair, I don't know whether I'm going to help you, but I'll try. When you leave your chair here, you said to us, can you please allow me to consult? Then I'll come back to you. Hence we sit, we didn't leave. We are waiting for the answer that when you go to consult, what did they say to you? If we can focus on that. Thank you.
Thank you, members. After consulting, what we decided was, or what was suggested was, let me choose my words carefully, what was suggested, rather, was that a time slot was allocated for election of a chairperson. The first committee was opened and closed. The second committee was opened and closed. We have a quorum before us. Nothing prevents us from reopening the first meeting and redoing the election process. We are still within our allocated time slots. If we really want to go down to quorums and decisions, 1552 of the NCOP rules, if we really want to, because this is a provincial, it boils down to a provincial vote here. The decision has to be taken. So if we really want to go down that route and say, let's vote on whether we redo the meeting or not. Five provinces, if five provinces agree to redo the meeting, then it is settled. Thank you. A moment.
Chair, two things quickly. Hopefully it will try to take us somewhere. I suggest that we go to the rule that allow us to do the voting in terms of provinces, whether to continue or not, because that will conclude and assist us to move forward instead of subjecting ourselves to other discussions. So let us take us through provinces and vote. If the number will say let us continue, so be it. If the number is saying well, let us not continue in terms of provinces, then we'll do that. But let us not subject ourselves to that discussion. The last issue, Chair, probably we have been trying to accommodate and be very reasonable. It must be on record that when we started today, it was impossible for us to start even the very same first meeting, simply because the legitimacy of the rules of the NCOP was questioned. And we had to have a procedural officer advising us. And after that advice, it was even the very same advice was questioned. And now we're being subjected to this thing. So we've got rules that are guiding us. Let's allow the rules to guide us. The rule that is very clear is to allow the number of provinces that are saying the meeting must go on. And if the number is against the meeting going on, so be it. Because we'll be just arguing and not taking us forward.
Mr. Nana. Oh, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Honourable Chair or Secretary. Firstly, in terms of the rules that's being cherry-picked here by the Honourable Nyambi, if you give notice of a meeting, which was 80 seats, for the first meeting, from 10 to 11, and it's on the record, I've got it, 10 to 11, not 10 to 12, because it's not a combination of two committees, it's two separate committees in a cluster. The first one, notice was given 10 to 11. The second one was 11 to 12. Now, you, as the sitting chair, well, there isn't an elected chair, suspended the first committee's meeting until further notice. By saying that, it means a new notice need to be issued for that meeting. And you can't think out of the air, okay, now it's time, let's reconvene a meeting. There's a process to follow to convene a meeting. And that is the humble advice that the Honourable Nana gave to you on that. The second thing is that we can't vote on provinces whether we should convene a meeting or not to contravene the rules of this House. It's concerning that we're going that route. So, in terms of you saying as the chair that you got advice, I don't know from who, that or was advised that it can continue, I would then request that we get a proper procedural advice from the procedural officer on exactly what the process is once a meeting has been suspended until further notice, so that we are clear and we don't do illegal things in this committee. Starting off a new term on the wrong foot is really worrying, Jay. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Bayas has hit the nail on the head. But you know, Chair, I want to say this. voting should be the last thing at the back of our minds, John. I come from a tradition where we would engage robustly on a matter and not jump to voting. And I would want us to continuously uphold that. Voting must be the last option. We are still engaging already the proposals on the table that let's vote. I want to make that appeal. Otherwise, Honorable Smith, said exactly what I wanted to say, particularly on the issue of having suspended the proceedings until further notice.
Mr. Nyambi.
The proposal by Honorable Smith, there's nothing wrong with it. We can have that. But the other issue, Chair, that I think it's more of a concern and a problem, is that we want to continue engaging. What is the status of what we're doing? Why are we sitting here? We're sitting as what? What do we call ourselves? An honest response to the status of what we're trying to do now will make us to agree that there's something that we're missing. So that is why I'm saying we have nothing to lose, even if we can consider a fair request to have a procedural officer advising, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay, I will get hold of Ms. Bowers, and we'll have to then keep members waiting a few more minutes. Let me get hold of Ms. Bowers to come back and take it back. Ms. Labuschagne.
Thank you, Chair. I don't have a problem with the proposal from Honorable Nyambi. I just want to, we're starting a new term and we're starting with a lot of new members. I also just want to caution us as a committee, because in the end, all of us sitting here are here to address issues that is of great concern and is problems to the citizens of this country out there. Now, I let it go, and I had a lot of that in the previous term, and we're starting out with this again. We don't work together for 5 years in different parties without getting to know each other. We are all South Africans, and we all want this country to work. It so happens so that we are in different parties. But I will not take this term to say that we need to work together. We need solutions from opposition parties. Then when I'm doing the ethical thing, and when I'm applying my right to question things that is according to my interpretation or my party's interpretation not correct, to be then subtly or not sometimes so subtly being attacked and say you're having an avalanche and you do this and you do that, because then it becomes very difficult to work together. So I'm not attacking anybody in a personal capacity and or in a party capacity. I didn't attack anybody when I started on the rules. I didn't attack anybody. And I have proof. I do have proof of the questions I asked on certain things on interpretations that in the past some of these conventions was not correct. That doesn't mean that I attack the ANC or anybody else. When I raise these issues, I want this House to raise to the position where we are, the NCOP, the upper house. So I just want to say that, because if we're going to start attacking each other, I can have a street fight like anybody else wants to have. I don't want to go down that road. That is what I don't want. Thank you.
Mr. Moy.
No, Chair. In preparing for this meeting, I think first we must acknowledge the cooperation of all parties that today should be dedicated, between 10 and 12 should be dedicated to constitute committees of the House, because we are eager to start our business earnestly. And consideration should be made that the current composition of committees of the NCOP that cuts across committees is overlap of membership. Members serve in more than one committees, participate in different committees, and some of the members that may not have been here at a given time were participating in other committees. That note should be made, and it is presented to us by the outcome of elections. It's a democratic process. So that there should be that understanding. It's a situation that presents itself to all of us, that we should find a way of working in a manner in which we enhance a democratic practice that is bestowed before us as members. Now, my understanding, without really bogging you down on this thing, was that fairly, a properly constituted meeting makes decisions. If this meeting is properly constituted, this meeting makes decisions. And it should be allowed as such to make such decisions. There are a number of things out of this process should be flagged, and we should deal with them. In fact, even amongst ourselves, a proper guide in how we deal with such situations, post-democratic outcomes, because there are a lot of things that happen. So I'm just proposing that maybe you did arrive at the decision making, so that we really follow that decision that is taken by yourself.
Yeah, the decision that was taken quickly was to get the procedural officer to confirm the correctness and the wrongness of the process we want to subject ourselves in, so that we can all be comfortable. And I thought you will send somebody to get that person to assist, because myself, Honorable Smith, Honorable Nana, Honorable Staffing, we are agreeing about that one.
I will once again adjourn for a few minutes and get hold of the NCOP procedure.
What we have to do, okay? No, I'm not. There you've come again. Don't do this with me. We have not out of this committee. When you start doing this with me, I can become very mean.
Okay.
Where is your room, chief?
Here.
Are you not chief? Can I read that room that you are young using? No, don't tell the story. Read it out of the rule book, please. The rule book is here.
Yeah. What?
No, chief, no. Read it out of the rule book.
You know, if I can introduce
you. No, you are interrupting. I'm talking to the chief now. Please read that rule that you took out. You should be coming now. No. Chief, with all due respect, beginning on a very well. Don't become nasty, because I'm going to come nasty back. Read that out of the rule.
What this thing has been? No, I'm not going to go there. It's counterproductive now. What the discussion is having counterproductive.
Let us agree not to go there.
There are certain processes. There's a stage where we are now.
Okay. Let us agree not to go there.
Where we are
and
you
will
not
distract
on that process. Let's allow that process.
Let us agree not to go there.
No. Okay, yeah, no. Yeah, no. I say we must allow the chair now and the advice to finally conclude the process. I'm late now. We are late even now. We are getting more and more
right
now.
Okay, members, Arthur speaking to the chief whip and other parties, what we're going to do is here on the side of caution, we're going to send out a new notice. The meeting will be set for today, but to keep everybody please, we'll be sending out, I'll be doing the notices now. I'll be sending out SMSs as well. The meeting, we're going to try and secure the same venue, but the meeting will happen today. Thank you.
Yeah, today. Same venue.